Okay, are we good to go, Patrick?
We've got five. We have Tom, we have you, we have Chris, we have James, and we have Pat, and we have Frank working to get himself in here.
Call Matt and tell him not to come down.
So we can start now and join us as he gets here?
Yes, we have a quorum.
Okay, all right. So I am going to call the meeting to order. And we will stand for the pledge or the pledge as best we can. I've got my flag. Hold on. Okay, so we're good to go.
That's awesome.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, quickly, just a few comments. If while during the meeting there's a motion that you are setting forth on the table, if you could please just state your first name so that I know who has spoken, and then also for Kim for the minute, that'll make it easier. I also want to say that so much has happened since our last meeting that we're in uncharted waters, and I just want to make a couple of notes. So first, I want to say that if you saw the drama club's presentation of Sister Act, it was amazing. The kids did a wonderful job. It's so interesting to see these kids kind of come out of their shell and really put forth a wonderful show. So thank you for all of them that participated in that, and also to Melissa Clark and Rachel Waters on their hard work. It took a lot of work to put that together. I also want to thank Mr. D publicly for his professionalism throughout the suspension and dismissal of Mr. Keller, in regards especially to the media. I think it went over as best that it could for the circumstances. And again, we haven't met, so it's been a long time. I also want to thank all the staff, Mr. D, Mr. Burgess, Mr. Godfrey, Mrs. Gould, for continuing to work during the COVID-19. We've been feeding 600 meals a day, lunch and breakfast and lunch, and they'll speak about that later. But thank you for all that you do to keep our district running and keep our students. Okay. So we will go on to any other board comments. Does any other board members have any comments? Superintendent comments, Patrick.
Certainly to echo your comments, Roxanne, I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you to a tremendously dedicated staff. We have had an unprecedented situation occur throughout the country, certainly throughout the state of New York, and our teachers have really stepped up. You know, I saw a very interesting posting on social media not too long ago that our teachers Apollo 19, you know, education in a very short period of time. And they really did. They put together an entire new instructional method basically out of nothing overnight. And I am extremely proud to call myself a railroader with the number of our teachers have done. Beyond that, the fact that our bus drivers and our monitors and our aides and our cafeteria staff have done such an incredible job feeding over 600 students a day, dropping off meals, dropping off packets of instructional materials and Chromebooks to our students, has been nothing but absolutely phenomenal. So I'd like to personally thank all of our staff, our administrative staff, for going above and beyond for the community of Whitehall. And none of this would be possible without the support of the board. So thanks to everybody. Hopefully we'll be back to the new normal very soon. And we'll be able to take a the students' smiling faces back in the building sooner than later.
Okay. Anything else, Patrick? Are you good?
There's a lot I could say, but I think I'm done for now.
Okay. Board and staff report, the treasurer report. Huh?
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's reports as they are presented.
Do I have a motion to approve as presented?
Pat Norton, I approve.
Thank you.
Move to approve.
Second?
Daniel, second. Yeah.
Any other discussion?
Hello?
Hey, Frank!
Hi, Frank! Hey, we're just in the middle of a treasurer report. any discussion on the treasurer's report? All in favor? I'm going to presume. Okay, item B, board action. Board minutes, we have to approve those from February 24th.
So moved.
Thank you, Chris. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. And discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried. Approval of the CSE minutes.
I would recommend the board take action to approve the CSE minutes from January 14 and 23, as well as February 5, 6, and 14.
Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Chris, thank you. Second?
James, second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. Carried.
Aye.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve our employee resolution. Pat, resolution in front of you that you can read. I don't have it printed.
Yes, I do. It reads, the Board of Education, acting pursuant to the authority granted by New York State General Municipal Law, grants to any school
titled
by COVID-19 school closure, paid leave without deduction from accruals for all and any days the employee is directed by the district from reporting to their work location. This resolution does not restrict the district from requiring any employee to work regular or modified work schedules, from requiring any employee to work from home, and or from requiring any employee to work via on or online electronic distance learning or other such platform. The leave granted by action of the Board of Education shall sunset on the earlier of April 1st, 2020, or by discontinuation of the executive order issued by Governor numbered 202.4, or as further modified by the Board of Education. So basically what this enables the district to do is pay our hourly employees their regular weekly rate of pay throughout the course of this platform. Our regular weekly employees are our bus drivers, our monitors, our aides, and our cafeteria staff who are feeding our students.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved, yes.
Thank you. Second?
Second. Tom Baker.
Thank you. Any discussion on that? Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Carrie, thank you. Resignations.
I would like to approve the resignation of Ms. Patricia Brialt from the position of special education teacher effective close of business April 14, 2020. Ms. Brialt has accepted a position out in Syracuse.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve this resignation?
Pat Norton, so moved.
Thank you, Pat. Second?
Second.
James, second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion to approve appointments.
I would like to recommend that we table the first one, which is modified softball coach for spring of 2020, pending determination of the return back to school. And we'll see if and when that occurs and make a determination at that point in time if we wish to continue to make that appointment. The rest, if it's okay with the board, we can do that.
Yes, go ahead, Pat.
I would like to recommend the board appoint Mrs. Sarah Stanley to the position of substitute teacher aide, bus aide. I'd also like to recommend the appointment of Avanish Sandhu to the position of substitute cleaner. The appointment of Mr. Charles Stone to the position of bus driver, effective March 5. I'd like to recommend Mrs. Jody Eddy to the position of food service helper, effective March 11. And I'd like to recommend Mrs. Gail Long to the position of food service helper, effective March 17.
Do we have a motion for appointments?
Yes, so moved.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Tom. Any discussion on those? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Pat, 2020 calendar.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve our 2021 school calendar. You should have had the opportunity to take a look at that. I have vetted it with the WTA, and they too are in agreement. Gives us ample snow days as well as time should there be issues with our water system again.
Let's hope not. Do we have do we have a motion to approve the calendar?
James, so moved.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Approval of establishment of dates and times of public hearing and annual meeting.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve March 25, 2020. Is a regular board meeting that it be postponed until it was postponed. As a result, I'd like to recommend the establishment of the dates and times for our public meeting, which would be May 11, 2020 at 6 p.m. in the LGI. Our budget vote and election would be May 19, 2020 from noon until 8 p.m. in the junior-senior high gymnasium. Again, this is all pending what may or may not happen with the state. There could be some changes to this, but at this point in time, we do need to get some of these approvals.
Understood. Do we have a motion for the establishment of dates and times?
We'll make that motion, Pat Norton.
Thank you, Pat. Second?
Second.
Thank you.
Who seconded that?
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. Any discussion on that? All in
favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Approval of public notice.
I would like to recommend the approval of the public notice, which is in your file attachments.
Do you have a motion for that approval of public notice?
James, so moved.
Thank you. Second?
Second. Pat.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Nominating petitions.
As a result of the COVID, boards and districts have been asked to allow folks that have an interest in running for the Board of Education to be able to email district clerks to obtain their applications, as well as to have the opportunity to email those back to board clerks. Also, if anyone has interest in doing so, they can email Mrs. Manny. And if they have interest in participating in the drawing of lots, they can contact Mrs. Manny as well in the district office.
Okay, do we have a motion?
We don't need to vote on that.
That's an item of information. I'm sorry. Thank you. BOCES vote.
The BOCES vote will be held on, April 21st, 2020. We'd like to hold that at 7:15 in the morning, which is usually when we hold that. That's a very brief meeting. Wondering if we would be able to get a quorum at that point in time. April 21st at 7:15 in my office. Are the board members that might be able to attend at that time? If we're able to do that, if not, would we be able to do an online meeting?
I can.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I could be there.
Could you tell, just shout out your name if you can come?
Chris can come.
James.
Tom.
Rox.
Right.
So we got Chris, James, Tom, Rox, and Frank.
Yes.
Perfect. Great. Thank you.
Okay. At this point, we will be adjourning to executive session. We don't expect to have any information coming out. So at this point, can we end the meeting, the public meeting, Pat?
Yes.
Correct. So do we have a motion to adjourn our public meeting?
James, so moved.
And a second?
Second, Pat.
Thank you, Pat. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried. We will be adjourning to executive session, and the reason being the medical, financial credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation.